Broken relationships can be very painful. They exist in families, at work, and even at church. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt me. Our untrue words. Words can hurt and pain can last. If you are in a broken relationship and would like to see it healed, here are some suggestions. Waiting for the at-fault person to initiate the healing process is not biblical. If there's a problem, it needs to be resolved, no matter who is at fault, unless the other party doesn't want to. Ask yourself, how do I share in this problem? A pancake has two sides, and so do most broken relationships. Don't expect to change the other person. The only person you can change is you. When accepting an apology from another person, affirm them in your forgiveness. Simply saying, "Oh, it's okay," is not good enough. Pray for healing, and there are books available through Christian bookstores that will aid in the healing process. There won't be any broken relationships in the kingdom of God. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Need pain relief? Gruska's Topical Mist Spray-On Water-Based Carbon 60 Suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
It's time for the Deaf Blind Potter Show with your host, Kelvin Crosby.
Join Kelvin Crosby and his millions of followers Tuesdays at 5 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays
from 10 to 1
for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
Hello, KHNC listeners. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360khnc.com. I'm sure you've heard Tammy talk about her preferred collagen. Well, we have it available for you now on our website. Take it daily to reduce joint pain, improve mobility, and support overall bone health. Take it daily to help your hair and nails grow faster and stronger. Take it daily for firmer skin, reducing appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Look around you now.
Welcome to the second hour of the Present Truth program here on Wednesday, December the 18th, 2024, in the year of our Lord, 8 years roughly prior to Christ's coming. Podcasts for the programs are on 1360khnc.com, podcast section, Present Truth site. This is on the KHNC radio site. And then I'm broadcasting on the Studio B out of the same facility on internet radio and on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. First hour is also archived on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. First hour, I was covering an article out of Zero Hedge, Tyler Durden. Laura Logan exposes the age of information warfare. I covered pretty much most of what she had been stating, how right now there is warfare against the truth, against the media, alternative media, and she says that the media is collaborating with government agencies and operatives to censor and shape the information battlefield to justify certain actions. Example, when the President of the United States threatens the unvaccinated, saying our patience is wearing thin, and accuses them of putting communities at risk, his words are designed to justify hatred, censorship, and intimidation. When the Vice President compares January 6th to 9/11 and Pearl Harbor, it is a predicate to silence the opposition and justify the weaponization of the justice system. We're already witnessing another shaping operation to influence the outcome of the 2024 election. This was out today on Zero Hedge, yesterday, the 17th of December. This was prior to the election. She was talking about Joe Biden, you know, threatening the unvaccinated. And then the vice president, who was never Biden. The truth is, Biden was never president. And Kamala Harris was never vice president. Donald Trump did win the election legally, constitutionally. He was forced to vacate the premises unlawfully. So she's talking about the weaponization or the media collaborating with the government agencies. The like contrived to ensure a particular outcome to sabotage free speech yet again. Overseas taxpayer funds from hardworking Americans are being doled out by contractors under the Office of Transition Initiatives at USAID, or the State Department Bureau of Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor. The article, again, is on Zero Hedge, yesterday, by Tyler Durden. The name of the article, "This is a Blood Sport for Them. Laura Logan Exposes the Age of Information Warfare." I'm not going to finish the article. She's absolutely correct. In the first hour, I explained that Pilgrim Society tried to control media and has attempted to control media through their press conference they held in 1909 in Europe. And they pretty much controlled all media, whether it be print or radio, television, now with social media, trying to possibly control what's happening with TikTok here on the 10th of January coming. And sometimes our enemies are really not our enemies. If they're exposing corruption, then you might say that they are actually helping a society. Russia presently is really not an enemy. We are the enemy. We are the aggressor. We are the provoker. This nation, not the American people, the government, provoking war in the Middle East, well, in Ukraine, and soon to be in the Middle East also. And we are to a great extent provoking conflict in the Middle East through Syria, backing these jihadist terrorists. Now, there's something that I had wanted to, for a couple of years, address, and I've just never had the time. I could have done it. I'm glad I didn't do it. I've been considering it. And I decided at some point I will cover this matter of flat earth, flat tierra. I'm going to cover it today. I'm going to be as thorough as I can about it. I have different ways to approach it, but I'm going to approach it from an article in the Daily Mail today, here on December 18th, 2024, out of the Daily Mail. Flat earther travels all the way to Antarctica to put his theory to the test, only to realize our planet is very much round. The truth will come out. The truth has been known, but this individual, we're going to look into his view. Again, this is the dailymail.com. Today, Wednesday the 18th, the article by Jonathan Chadwick for Mail Online. Ever since the time of the ancient Greeks, over 2,000 years ago, human beings have known the Earth is a globe. Despite this, some people are convinced that we live on a giant floating disk in space known as Flat Earth. Now, one of the Internet's most famous Flat Earthers has finally cottoned on to the truth. Jaron Campanella, who runs the popular Flat Earth YouTube show, Jaronism, has traveled to Antarctica as part of a trip dubbed the Final Experiment. So we're going to take a little trip with me to Antarctica. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
Let's make America healthy again.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. KHNC has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the KHNC endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com. Click on the big blue button at 1360khnc.com. It could change your life.
coerce the doctor.
Consider yourself in contempt.
Colonel Jessup, did you order the code red?
You don't have to answer that question.
I'll answer the question. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth. Son, we live in a world that has walls, and those walls have to be
guarded. We live in a world that has laws.
Who's going to do it? You.
You can't handle the truth. Well, out of the Daily Mail today, Wednesday, December 18th, 2024, Flat Earther travels all the way to Antarctica to put his theory to test, only to realize our planet is very much round. Going on with the second paragraphs. Jaron Campanella, who runs the popular Flat Earth YouTube show, Jaronism, has traveled to the Antarctica as part of a trip dubbed the Final Experiment. Mr. Campanella witnessed the firsthand that the sun doesn't set during the southern hemisphere in summer. This debunks the belief held by flat earthers that Antarctica is an ice wall where the sun rises and sets every day. Stationed in Antarctica, he says to the camera, "Sometimes you are wrong in life, and I thought there was no 24-hour sun. In fact, I was pretty sure of it. That's a fact. The sun does circle you in the south. So what does that mean? You guys are going to have to find out for yourself." Campanella thanked an organizer for the trip, which cost $35,000, although he stopped short of saying that the Earth is spherical. Mr. Campanella was featured in 2018 documentary Behind the Curve as he unintentionally debunked his own theory with a light experiment. The co-creator of the Globusters YouTube channel, which has 73,000 subscribers, he described himself as an open-minded, true Earth proponent and crypto enthusiast. His website, Jaronism.com, flogs everything from anti-NASA t-shirts and beliefs to crypto consultants, leaf power, medical capsules, and private Zoom dinner parties. When he agreed to travel to Antarctica on the proviso he would have to cover the trip costs, he expected the sun to rise and fall out of view from the horizon. But in a new clip, he bashfully admits to the truth and acknowledges people may see him as a shill, a trickster who takes part in the supposed cover-up that the Earth is round. "I realize that I'll be called a shill for just saying that, and you know," quote, "and you know what? If you're a shill for being honest, so be it," he said. "I honestly believe there was no 24-hour sun. I honestly now believe there is." As any well-informed person will know, Antarctica is an island continent in the southern part of our planet. During the southern hemisphere and the northern hemisphere summer, the sun remains visible all day, including at midnight, a phenomenon dubbed the midnight sun. What do flat earthers believe? People who believe the idea that the Earth is disc-shaped rather than round, disc-shaped rather than round, are called flat earthers. Because the Earth's surface looks and feels flat when we walk around it, the conspiracy theorists denounce all evidence to the contrary. The leading theory suggests Earth is a disk with an Arctic circle at the center and Antarctica, a 150-foot tall wall, 45-meter wall of ice around the rim. Proponents of the bizarre theory also claim the Earth is stationary in space rather than orbiting the sun. Due to the tilt of the Earth, the sun does not set during the southern hemisphere or northern hemisphere summer. It just moves in a circle in the sky. It means that the sun remains visible all day, including at midnight, a phenomenon dubbed the midnight sun. Flat earthers, or flurfs, believe the Antarctica is an ice wall that encircles all the other continents and holds in all the world's oceans. Therefore, they think the sun rises and sets each day, every day, regardless of whether it's summer or not. To account for night and day, most theorists believe the sun moves in circles around the North Pole, and the sun's light acting like a spotlight over the Earth. 3 years ago, Will Duffy, pastor from Colorado, was made aware that people still believe the Earth is flat. A friend had posted about it on Facebook. Since flat earthers said for years Antarctica will show the world the truth about the shape of the Earth, Mr. Duffy decided the easiest solution would be to just go to Antarctica. After we go to Antarctica, no one has to waste any more time debating the shape of the Earth, he said. I created the flat experiment. There's an experiment he created to end the debate once and for all. Duffy flew with four flat earthers, including Campanella, and four people who already know the Earth is round, to Antarctica. Duffy said he filmed the sun 25 hours straight using SpaceX's Starlink satellite internet network for live stream stunning footage from a frozen landscape that shows the gleaming midnight sun with Ice Peak Mountains in the background. This is a midnight sun, so the sun has never set the entire time we've been here, the pastor said to the camera. I put sunscreen on at midnight so I would not get burned at midnight while I was doing this live stream. He passes over to Mr. Campanella, who humbly admits he was wrong, having witnessed the sun travel in a circle above his head. However, another famous flat earther on the trip, Austin Whitsitt, has more trouble letting go of the theory. Whitsitt said, there's clearly a 24-hour sun, but denied this proves the Earth is a globe. I don't think it falsifies plain flat Earth. I don't think it proves a globe. I think it's a singular data point. Likewise, some YouTuber, sorry, I'm trying to go quickly. I'm looking at the clock. I don't think it falsifies plain flat Earth. I don't think it proves a globe. I think it's a singular data point. Some YouTuber theorists have been left unconvinced, and many claiming the group were standing in front of a green screen. Standing in front of a green screen. The lies die hard. A lie, a myth. You cannot. I'll give you an example of people who cannot believe the truth. A guy by the name of a husband and wife team by the name of Ceaușescu. These criminals, murderers from, Romania? They robbed the Romanian people of their treasures. They murdered hundreds and thousands of people in Romania. They took control of the castles, and they filled the castles with loot. And they ruled like dictators for, I forget, over a decade, almost two decades. I have to go back and I don't remember all the details. And once they were apprehended for crimes against the Romanian people, they denied it. They told the people, the army, and all the officials that had them arrested and detained, you have no right to detain us. You can't detain us. You must release us immediately. They were told, you're being brought up on war crimes. No, you can't bring us up on war crimes or crimes against the people. You can't bring us up on crimes of murder, theft. We are the president. I'm the president of Romania. You must release me. They said, we're going to take you before a court, bring forth the evidence, and we'll see what develops. You can't do that. You won't do it. You can't do it. It's unlawful. They bring him before a jury. They present the evidence. They pass sentence. You are going to be taken out into the courtyard and executed. They denied They denied it. Even though their backs were against the wall in the courtyard, they still were standing there saying, "You cannot shoot us. We're not, you're not going to shoot us. You're not going to," boom. The truth was right there. They were apprehended. All the evidence was presented. The sentence was passed. The guards took them out. The guys with the guns came and killed them. In spite of this individual who taking this $35,000 trip, well, just like the Ceausescu's, well, it was green screen, and the Ceausescu's thought it was a green screen behind them. It's not really a wall. This is all make-believe. Well, this is exactly what Christ said would happen before the end, in the end, at the end time. Just like in the days of Noah, the people didn't have an understanding of what judgment and punishment was. But Noah was telling them the whole time by building the ark. To his testimony, he spoke to them that judgment was coming. And then to prove that he believed it, he built an ark. So to his testimony, the world was going to be judged. And once again, Christ said the world would be judged a second time, the second time with fire. And within Christianity, outside of Christianity, you have those that say, no, Christ is love. And even though Hitler and the SS and Mao and all these murderers throughout history, even though they did what they did these evil deeds, God will forgive them. God in the future at some point will forgive all these murderers, forgive the fallen angels that rebelled in the rebellion with Lucifer, and forgive Lucifer and the false prophet and the Antichrist. They'll all be forgiven, and all will be in eternity with God. All will be in eternity, but not everyone will be in eternity with God. But it's a green screen. It's not true. One thing that the flat earthers have a hard time, there's a battle going on, is gravity. So the earth is flat, like a frisbee, and it's moving upward. And it's moving upward. This is where you have the experience of gravity, because it's moving upward and increasing in speed to keep gravity in balance. But the question is, what happens when you hit the speed of light? That is what they debate, argue, fight over, are in disagreement about, because they can't answer that question. What is gravity? Well, the frisbee is just moving upward, and that's causing gravity. The effect. That's what we feel. Well, what happens when you hit the speed of light? You're going to burn up much before that. They argue about gravity. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1. Podcast, 1360KHNC.com.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening this fall in your area. Moving Day from the Parkinson's Foundation is a fun and inspiring fundraising event that celebrates exercise and unites the community in the fight against Parkinson's disease. Events may look different this year to keep everyone safe, but we can't wait to come together for a good cause.
Parkinson's doesn't stop, and neither will we. Learn more and register for an event in your area at movingdaywalk.org.
Tune in for the Dan Bongino Radio Show Monday through Friday from noon to 2 and 6 to 7 p.m. exclusively here on AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, Northern Colorado's best talk.
Hello, radio listeners. This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. When it comes to knowing about Medicare insurance for my audience, I connect them to Steve. Big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025, and you need to be prepared. Steve is Northern Colorado's most trusted Medicare expert and health plan specialist. I know that Steve will take care of you.
This is Steve. Don't navigate these changes alone. I'm here to make Medicare simple and work for you.
Call Steve Mallett today at 970-592-5673, 970-592-5673. Get the help you need today. You can always connect to Steve at naturallyinspiredradio.com/Medicare.
Not affiliated with or endorsed by the government or federal Medicare program. Call now to speak with a licensed insurance agent.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Bleed Stop. Clinically proven to stop bleeding in seconds. From minor cuts to large bleeding wounds, tear open the package and pour directly into the wound, apply direct pressure, and bleeding stops in seconds. It works for people on blood thinners, doesn't sting, is hypoallergenic, and is sterile. Bleed Stop. Safe in the wound.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button at the top of the page and scroll down to Bleed Stop. 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button.
Answer that question.
I'll answer the question. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Well, we're going to see if people can handle the truth. The article ends. Again, the article is out of the dailymail.com, Wednesday, December 18, 2024. Flat earthers travel all the way to Antarctica to put his theory to the test, only to realize that our planet is very much round. It finishes by saying that on the posts, there's an individual that states he's a user, Oz Riv. He called Mr. Duffy a shill, adding, "You're a pastor advocating for Earth that isn't biblical, and you work with NASA." Scientists have known for millennia that the Earth is a sphere due to the simple fact that the sun sets at different times in different locations. If the Earth were flat, shadows would be the same length regardless of location. For space travelers and robotic probes adorned with cameras, the curvature of the Earth has also long been clearly visible. There were those in NASA, a couple of years ago I was reading, that NASA, some employees had come out and they had stated that from a view up about, I forget how many thousand feet, you could see the Earth was flat and there was no curvature. Well, then they found out, if I remember correctly, they had doctored the photos. the Earth actually did have a curve. Greek philosopher Pythagoras proposed that the Earth was round around 500 BC. It was around 350 BC that Aristotle declared the Earth was a sphere. Based on observations Aristotle made about which constellations you could see in the sky as you traveled further and further away from the equator. So anyhow, again, the debate will go on. But my view, and I didn't really, to me, this is kind of a non-issue. For me, the issue presently is what Christ said in Matthew 24, the wars, the rumors of wars, famines, earthquakes, disturbances, societies in upheaval, race against race, ethnos against ethnos, nation against nation. Then also in Matthew 24, Christ said that as it was in the days of Noah, so will it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. There would be great demonic activity, which with some of these UFOs that we see that we're reading about, some are, these unidentified objects are military vehicles with sniffing for uranium or radiation. But there are, according to the Bible, there are these interdimensional, well, not interplanetary. They don't come from other solar systems. They're interdimensional. There are these things called fallen angels who can take shapes. They can shapeshift into some form of vehicle with wings, without wings, a flying saucer, an orb. But they are fallen angels. They can take any form they want. They can even appear as a human being, a person. Christ did say they would once again begin to manifest in the years before he returns. In the book of Revelation, it says that the earth is going to open up and there's going to be smoke coming out of the depths of the earth. And that smoke is not like smoke that you would smell at a campfire. These are demonic forces. These are spirits that are going to come out to deceive the world. This is the, you might say, if you're going to have to pick a battle, you find the hill that you want to fight that battle on. And deep and flat earth is not my battlefield. It's to me, the hunger that is coming to the world, the famines that are coming to the world, earthquakes, man-made and natural, is important. The article I have behind me, just a second. This is what I consider to be important. Grocery chains, including Walmart and Albertsons, are closing locations starting this week, 32 locations indefinitely. Retailers across the U.S. are re-evaluating their store portfolios. CVS shuttering 6 locations. Mini clinics are going to be shut down. Roughly 300 store closures in 2024. Walgreens announced plans to close 8 of its stores. This is huge. This is not, you know, they shut down these Walmarts up in Portland. Those people are driving great distances now to go to Walmart. Walgreens in 2025, I'm sorry, yeah, in 2025 may shut down 500 locations. Macy's, Kohl's facing similar problems. Walmart, Albertsons, Stop and Shop closing down stores nationwide. 82 Walmart employees in Huntsville, Alabama will be without a job before the holidays. The city is home to 10 Walmart locations, but the retail center at 4226 Northwest Oak Avenue, it's a real location, is going to close Friday, December 20th. That is 2 days from now. This is real. This is the hill that I'm going to fight on. These are the battles that are meaningful to me. I have friends that are flat earthers. I'm not going to fight that battle on that hill. Now, the fact that there's going to be very difficult times in 2025, now that is something that I will continue to present, because for the Christian community, the tribulation, 7 years of tribulation, begins next year in the fall.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button, and then scroll down to EMP Shield. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the Natural Health Products button at the top of the page.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply, it doesn't burn, it doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the blue health products button at the top of the page and scroll down to Bleed Stop. 1360KHNC.com and click on the blue health products button.
Hey KHNC family, this is Jason Garcia, inviting you to tune in every Monday at 5 p.m. for the Authentic Business Show. Learn about incredible local businesses, what they do, how to support them. Don't miss out on tips to boost your own success, Monday at 5 p.m. on 1360KHNC.
You've heard of Support Your Local Sheriff? Well, we're asking you to support your local radio station. And now you can do that with just a click of a button. Tahibo Tea, My Kind CBD, Modare Collagen, My Patriot Supply, LifeWave Patches, Bleed Stop, and more, all in one place. Just go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page, and you've got one-stop shopping. Now you can quickly and easily purchase all the great products we back and sell by going to 1360KHNC.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page. Thank you for your support.
See you.
And in the alternative news and the conservative world, people are choosing the battles they're going to fight. And I'm choosing the battle I'm fighting. And I know that in Psalm 83, October 7th, 2023, is the battle that is presented in Psalm 83. It has never happened until October of last year. It is a regional war, enemies within Israel, enemies outside the surrounding area. A battle also with world opinion. That Psalm 83 began on the October 7th. It had a beginning date. There is a day when it's going to end. Damascus will be destroyed at the end of the war, the conflict, the prophecy, as well as the nation of Jordan becoming Israel's real estate. They have to take it. They may not want to. They're going to be forced to take all the landmass of present-day Jordan. This coming year, 2025, for the Christian audience, the tribulation will begin after summer ends. Right at the end of the summer, beginning of the fall. The tribulation that Christ speaks of in Revelation, in Matthew chapter 24 and other verses will begin. America is in the Bible. Revelation chapter 17, Revelation chapter 18, Isaiah chapter 47. America is in the Bible. Christ said that as in the days of Noah, there would be the signs once again of the fallen angels and demonic forces internationally, out of diswire.com today. Top journalist slams government drone cover-up. The technology is too advanced to be ours. Australian journalist slammed government's attempt to dismiss the mystery drone sightings across American skies, calling it completely bull. Ross Coulthard warns that the craft may have already invaded skies over key Australian military installations, including the fact that they can outpace military aircraft. Now, we do have back engineer these vehicles in 1947 that in Roswell, New Mexico. We have some of these, whatever creatures you want to call them, they have the same composition, you might say, as a human has. They feed on humans. If you want to call them aliens. The Bible says that there will be the appearance of these things once again. Some of these things that we're seeing is back-engineered technology, and this country has developed it. So we do have anti-gravity weapon, aircraft, or orbs, or whatever you want to call them. They're anti-gravity. They can travel at great speeds. But what we have created is completely different from what fallen angels can do. Fallen angels have no weight. They are weightless. They are eternal. They are forever. They are extremely intelligent, extremely powerful. The great the warfare that is waged by Satan and the fallen angels is deception. But they do have, they can, the fallen angels can morph into whatever they feel like. So yes, in the skies you're going to have back-engineered weapons that the government has created, and you're going to have the real angels appearing, fallen angels appearing from another dimension into our dimension. The great war in the universe is not these alternative universes. There's a universe, one created universe. And now through the this new technology with computers and quantum computing, they say there are multiple universes. No, there's not. All those multiple universes can be a fallen angel that has the ability to create a semblance of another universe when there isn't. And the center of everything happening in the universe is Earth. And the target is mankind. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Attention business owners. Are you tired of complicated, overpriced healthcare plans that don't meet your needs?
I'm Michelle. I want to help you find a solution that is affordable, simple to understand, and packed with benefits your employees will love. Call me at 720-600-7797. Visit our website at mvpchoice.today/Michelle. We have what employers are looking for: more valuable benefits, lower costs, and no deductibles.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The Dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have any body to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
I'm excited to announce our Christmas extravaganza is finally here. Get this season's flannel sheets for as low as $59.98. They won't last long, so get them while you can. Our famous My Slippers, they haven't been on sale for over a year. Regularly $119.98, now only $59.98. Our six-piece towel sets are back in stock with extremely limited quantities, only $29.98. With hundreds of MyPillow products, there's something for everyone on your Christmas list. Bathrobes, duvets, quilts, down comforters, and so much more. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC to save on all MyPillow products. For example, flannel sheets for as low as $59.98, or our six-piece towel sets, just $29.98. But that's not all. I'm extending our 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st of 2025. Plus, all orders over $75 or more ship absolutely free.
Podcasts are on 1360khnc.com for both hours. The Department of Homeland Security and Defense Department, quote, After thoroughly analyzing technical data and receiving tips from the public, we've determined that these sightings involved a combination of commercial drones, recreational drones, law enforcement drones, fixed-winged aircraft, helicopters, even stars mistakenly identified as drones. Agencies emphasized that nothing unusual has been found and concluded that the incidents pose no threat to national security or public safety. Many local and state officials are still unconvinced. Now, this Australian, last name is Coulthart, he dismissed the government's explanation, branding it as deliberate attempt to downplay the issue. Objects are clearly violating regulations, flying over sensitive military installations, and the government seems unable or unwilling to address the issue. Someone's not being truthful. He revealed that he talked with law enforcement, federal agents, local politicians who expressed frustration with the government's dismissal of the sightings. Truth is, we still don't know what these objects are. He pointed out that the unexplained objects appear capable of advanced maneuvers, including the ability to vanish or go dark when approached, suggesting technology far beyond typical drones or even known human capabilities. The fallen angels, they do have this ability. Are there fallen angels? There definitely are. They are called in the book of Ephesians. They are called, Paul says, addresses them as principalities and powers, powerful spiritual forces in the air. And the devil is called the prince of the power of the air. They can materialize and disappear. Everybody worldwide, every human being has an experience of something supernatural, something unseen, something that they can't explain. Every person is aware of these paranormal or demonic experiences. So in that dimension outside of the physical world, in that dimension down the rabbit hole, mathematics proves it, there is another consciousness. There is something that is intelligent, something that is powerful, something that mankind is beginning to understand, called the demons of the underworld and the fallen angels, servants of the devil. For today, Rick Rodriguez. We'll visit tomorrow. Have a wonderful evening. Present Truth Program.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now. So give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.